It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field, into the end zone, and Nix makes the catch for the touchdown! He went up with the big hands and caught it on the Hail Mary!
Boots one, returnable for Williams from his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it, and they do! Devin Thomas recovered it, but the rookie Jaquan Williams punched it out.
Manning out of the shotgun set, he's back to throw. Finds the pocket, deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline. Brady's under pressure, Brady's chased, Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Now, here's your host, John Schmell.
Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, 201-939-4513. So I'm at the special Nike uniform premiere yesterday. I'm waiting for Victor Cruz to come out to obviously do a little interview for Giants.com. I look across the other side of the little setup, and I see a huge group of media just flocking to talk to somebody. And I walk over there wondering who it is. Think maybe it's Commissioner Goodell. I'm not sure. Someone even more important than that, and that's Giants Equipment Director Joe Skiba, and he's our special guest today on Big Blue Kickoff Live. Joe, how you be, buddy?
Doing okay. Kind of a whirlwind yesterday in Brooklyn, but it was a good time.
All right, Joe, I have some questions for you, but we have the phones lighting up here. A lot of people out there that really get into the uniforms, get into all the equipment and everything. So let's get to the fans. Sound good?
Yes, let's go right ahead.
Perfect. They're on the phones at 201-939-4513. That's Zaid in Wayne, New Jersey. We'll start with you, Zaid. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I have a question. Do you guys have a blacked-out uniform?
I'm sorry, Zaid. Say again?
Do you guys have a blacked-out uniform?
Are we going to have a black uniform? Is that what your question is?
Blacked-out.
A blackout uniform?
A blackout, black, you know, you mean something that, like, you know, George has done in the past? Or
Yeah, they have, like online, you guys have, like, the black and red jerseys. They're all black and red, like, red outlines.
No, I haven't seen that, but no, I don't think there's not going to be any black uniforms in the, I don't think ever for the New York Giants.
Well, you know, it's funny when people think Nike, Joe, they think, you know, Oregon and you know, the Seahawks have a brand new design, but I know you said this yesterday when you spoke to the New York media that they also work with teams like Oregon and USC.
Yeah,
where,
I mean,
you know, we're teams that have a lot of tradition. And you're not going to do any crazy stuff like the Giants.
Yeah, they did. I think Nike does an excellent job of kind of respecting team's tradition and you know, relating to each organization, just because they have Oregon or TCU with new uniforms every year, they still work with Alabama, USC, and Penn State as well.
201-939-4513. Back to the phones. Let's go to Ari in Brooklyn. Ari, good morning.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up?
I just wanted to know because I saw a picture of uniform. I mean, maybe this is a clear picture, but I don't really see a difference between this one and the Reebok one.
Sorry to cut you off. But, yeah, I mean, that's the point, you know. It's a different material change. It's a material change for the uniforms and as well as the game pants. It's a slightly different fitting, but, I mean, it's Nike's technology, and Nike's put in their best product on the NFL players. You know, when you say kind of say things like, I don't exactly see a change, That's what Nike's doing. That's what organizations like ourselves want. We don't want to see a drastic change in our uniforms. You know, we're the New York Giants, and you know, like I said, it's the look is the look. You know, it's just because a manufacturer changes, you're not going to see a radical change. So I guess at the end of the day, Nike actually did their job.
And just one more question. Which uniform do you like better, the Reebok or the Nike?
Whatever fits great and whatever our players can perform the best in, I'm all for. The Reebok or now Adidas Seamless jersey was a great jersey, and you know the Nike Speed Machine, as they call it, is also an excellent jersey as well. So I'm looking forward to put the players into it.
What was it like working with Nike, Joe, in putting this together? And I'm sure you guys went back and forth a lot on what you want their design to look like.
Yeah, it was last year going out with ownership to Beaverton, Oregon. They gave this presentation of this Speed Machine uniform and all its characteristics and qualities, and you know what it, how it performs for the players. And it was one of the situations where, you know, I think Nike understands, like I said, I keep harping on, but Nike does a great job of understanding the organization, and they knew that, you know, as an organization, we didn't need all these bells and whistles going forward. And, you know, as you can say, a lot of people ask, you know, what's the difference between, you know, are we going like in Oregon? I said, if you want to see the Oregon, if you want to see the Nike jersey, take the Oregon jersey, take all the bells and whistles off, and make a blue jersey with white letters and numbers, and that's the Giant jersey. You know, it is what it is. It's the same technology. It's the same uniform. It's just, I guess it's cosmetically a little bit different.
201-939-4513. Vince is down in Alabama. Good morning, Vince.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you,
good
Vince?
Morning.
What's on your mind?
I was calling to see, Joe, where'd you get that gray pullover you're wearing in the video? That thing's sweet.
You got to keep that quiet. That's a little bit out of date now. That's maybe we'll have a contest with Giants.com and start giving those away. No, it's just it's a workout jacket that the whole staff and the players wear every day. It's a nice little top, you know. Nice.
It'd be perfect for golf weather in Alabama.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, I don't want to give any pub, but Nike actually had, if I don't know if it's available yet, it's called the Player Hot Jacket, and we'll be getting in shortly. It's actually a short sleeve pullover that's looks pretty sharp.
Cool. Appreciate it.
All right, bud.
All right. Appreciate the call, Vince. And Joe, I know a lot of the fans are excited about some of the fan gear that they're going to pick up, and I know they had some on display at the presentation yesterday, and frankly, some of the stuff looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because, you know, I was with some of the Nike reps yesterday, and we're talking about it, and, you know, we're, as you know, it's fans, you know, we're still getting product in as well, so it's kind of a, this is kind of a ongoing process of the switch over from Nike to Reebok. But, you know, I was looking at one of the mannequins and had the Giants Just Do It shirt, and I was like, guys, you know, I mean, that shirt would be huge here in our organization. And they're like, oh, it was a fan gear shirt. And I'm like, you know.
Get it over here.
Yeah, get it over here ASAP. Dial up Oregon. Get it in here ASAP. But, you know, their product looks great. It's, you know, the good part is it's something we're all familiar with, you know, the hoodies to the shorts. You know, a lot of us, you know, everybody goes out to their local sporting goods place and buys the shorts, buys the mesh shorts, buys the T-shirts. And now instead of buying Yankee T-shirts with Nike or, Florida State T-shirts with Nike, now you could actually buy your team's brand with the Nike swoosh on it. So it's great.
I was actually looking at a couple of those sites yesterday, just kind of looking around, seeing what was available. And is Nike not making the hats?
No, New Era actually has the headwear deal with the NFL. So I think New Era actually just released the draft cap. So I think you could get that actually on NFLShop.com right now.
Why do you know why the league decided to separate the two?
You're getting me here. I can't exactly reveal everything.
No, I got you. No
yeah,
worries.
Yeah, you know, it's a business. How about that?
Yeah, I think that's fair. And as you've gotten all this new Nike stuff in, do you sense an excitement from the players that this switch has been made? See, you're smiling.
Yeah,
that's a yes.
Yeah, it's, just talking to Dave Deal yesterday, and Kevin Booth's in here today, and Chris Cant here, and they want to know about the Nike stuff. I'm like, hey, guys, you know, off-season program starts April 16th. That's when we're going to be rolling it out for these guys.
Very
good. Gotta wait. It's waiting. A week and a half, guys. You'll be okay.
Not long. Indeed, players will be back very soon. Yes. 201-939-4513. Now, Joe, I want to ask you about a couple things that happened during the season. One, you were awarded the Equipment Director of the Year Award,
yeah,
which was a vote from all the equipment directors around the league. Can you kind of tell me, like, how that whole process goes down and really what that means to you to get that type of recognition from your peers?
It's a great award. You know, it's the reason why it's so well received is because you get voted upon by your colleagues as well as the NFL. So and it's one of those situations where, you know, How do I say it? It's not something that, hey, every team gets it and, you know, it's just a round robin. No, there's actually a voting process. So it's good to be recognized by your colleagues and your peers.
Yeah, and it really is great, and to have your peers recognize you and the great work you did over the course of the year must be pretty fulfilling for you personally.
It's kind of a perfect storm. You know what I mean?
Do you get like a big trophy or something like that?
I think Neely put it on Giants.com. So, you know, well.
Is that hanging on the mantle at home? Or is
no, I think it's actually in the back. I think it's in the trunk of the car right now. I still have to put it up somewhere. I'll put it up again with my SAG award or something, or my Oscar.
All right, I want to start this year, the championship year, Joe. From the sideline, you have one of the more unique points of view and experiences of anybody in the organization, dealing with the players close up during the game, being down on the field. What was your most memorable moment being on the field during this crazy Super Bowl run?
You know, it's everybody asks kind of what's the difference between 2007 and this year, and it's a feeling where in 2007 you're constantly on the road. You know, you go to Tampa Bay, you go to Dallas, you go to Green Bay, you go to Super Bowl, and it was one of those situations like, I can't believe this is happening. You know, this is the road warrior mentality going on the road. And anytime you go to a minus 25 degree game in Green Bay and coming out of that in 07, then going to the Super Bowl and going to Arizona, it's an unbelievable experience. You know, the equipment staff, the training staff, you know, working hard, for the inclement weather and getting everybody ready. And this year was kind of a bit different. You hit that stride. You know, and as always, Coach Coughlin says, take one game at a time. But, you know, actually when you're watching it happen, you know, it's kind of like, instead of like, holy cow, I can't believe this is happening. It's like, this year was like, wow, this is happening. You know, this is being part of something special. And, you have to go back to Green Bay again, and you get the 15, 20 degree weather, and it's cold out, and it's a very tricky game field. It's a very, very tricky grass field. So, you know, you beat Green Bay, and then you're like, oh, it's going to a monsoon in San Francisco. And then,
that field's always a mess.
Yeah, you know, so you gotta, you have to do your due diligence as a staff and to get the players ready. So, and the only good part is, you beat San Francisco in the monsoon, and they're like, all right, well, going back indoors. It's completely opposite effect. But, you know, so when you get into these games, or the Green Bay games and the San Francisco games, you have to have a great relationship with these players. Because when you have a great relationship with these players, they trust you. And when they trust you, when you put the certain shoes in their locker, when you put the certain gloves and whatnot, they know to respect you. They know to respect your advice. So it's one less thing on their mind to prepare for.
Now, Candlestick Park is a place that we're going to be going back to again this season. We love those long West Coast trips.
Yes.
What's the challenge there? It's a field that's below sea level, so even when it doesn't rain, the field's going to be a little bit moist. It seemed to be in pretty good shape for the NSU Championship game from what I could see from up top. Right. What was the biggest challenge getting ready for that game?
Well, it's hard because it's a very hard place to win a championship in because the visiting locker room is so small.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
As everybody knows, sometimes you have to step outside to think out of that place. But, we do our preparation for the game. And sometimes when you don't notice that there's a footing problem, even though there is a field problem, I mean, that's the staff doing their job.
All right, I'm going to go back to the uniform for a second. You can watch Joe Skiba's video on Giants.com. He kind of goes into all the brand new features. The one that I think is really cool that I'm going to ask you about specifically, we're not video here, so we can't show it. But I think the water resistance aspect of this thing is just cool to see. And you show it on the video. It looks really cool. You pull the water on the fabric, the pants, and the jersey. It just rolls right off.
Yeah, we should have actually called Nike for the San Francisco games. They can get these pants and jerseys in a little bit earlier, Get a nice little field test. But, when you talk about those games, the rain and whatnot, and you have this technology, it's going to be very interesting to see how all this technology performs on game day.
So even when these jerseys, like, if they get immersed, will they eventually get wet, or are they like waterproof?
I don't think they're waterproof. I think they're water resistant.
That is interesting. Now, I got a question coming in online here, Joe, and you teased this yesterday a little bit. Wants to know about the future plans. You had a little tease in that video that maybe things could be changing down the road, and I know you're playing it close to the vest. You have to.
Right.
But if you can kind of give the fans a little bit of tease here of what might be down the line.
No, probably not. I won't give any of the fans anything. you know, I just think it's funny that, you know, when we did the video, last week, and I don't know if we were supposed to let everybody know we did it a week ago, but when we do the video last week, and the whole point of the video was to say, listen, this is, you know, we went out a year ago. This has been a year secret. You know, we went out a year ago. These are the boards that Nike gave us. You know what I mean? This is what they gave us to say, hey, you know, this is what's in your current uniforms. You know, what do you think about it? You know, and like I said, yeah, everybody sees the red jersey, and a lot of, you know, there's some fans who like it, our players like it, you know, but then you see some fans and they have like a meltdown about the red jersey. I'm laughing about it, but I know fans get like angry about it. But, and, you know, it was just to show like where we're at, right, to show it where we're at now. And, you know, I don't know if I'm tap dancing around the question of 2013 and beyond, but, you
wait,
know.
Wait and see.
Yeah, exactly. It's a wait and see process. I think everybody's got to realize, you know, it's just, and I don't want to open up a can of worms, but everybody talks about the 1980s uniforms and like, oh, we got to wear it. Everybody's got to remember we were, you know, Nike took us out of that uniform in 2000.
Right.
So, I mean, it's really 11 years since we've been out of that uniform. You know, and it's and just like anything else, you know, when you, I think I explained it yesterday though too, and you know, was getting interviewed, is that everybody's got to realize when you make a uniform change, you're locked into that for 5 years.
Right.
So, you know, it's, you know, especially from our organization, it has to be a careful process. You know, we're not going to go out there with neon colors and, you know.
Blackout uniforms with red outlines.
Yeah,
exactly.
Blackout uniforms and red outlines. It's one of the situations where, like I said, you know, we are who we are as an organization. And if we're doing something and if we make a uniform change or, tweak something here or there or add something, it's something that's carefully thought out. There's a story behind it and something that we hope the fans accept and work with.
Now, another thing that I didn't even realize, to be honest with you, I guess, and I pay attention to the stuff, at least I thought I did, that we actually wear different pants at home and on the road.
Yeah, I can't believe no one actually picked up on that.
And, well, it's a very subtle thing, and now this year we're just going to go with the one pant on the road this year, correct?
Yeah, what happened was we were still at Giant Stadium, and when we went into the new uniforms, we wear the three-stripe, we call it a blue-red-blue. That's a home three-stripe pant, and the road pant is a red, gray, blue, gray, red. We call it the five-stripe away pant. Mm-hmm. And it was probably like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and I was in the tunnel at Giant Stadium getting ready for the game, and a fan had a fan who I played Pop Warner with is this huge Giant fan, and when I played Pop Warner in Paramus, and he came up to me and he was like, you know, why don't you use the five-stripe pant with the blue jersey? It's like, you guys wore it in the 1950s, and it was a great look. And I'm like,
wow.
I mean, like, really?
Seriously?
You know, like, yeah, seriously? So what happened was, you go on the road in Dallas, and, you know, you always wear the blue pant. And sitting in the locker room one day with my brother, and I'm like, man, how do we switch this up a little bit? And again, I kind of thought about it, like, hey, what's, you know, Why don't we just pull the away pant 1 week with the blue jerseys? Kind of, you just add a kind of the third look, even though it's kind of like two and a half looks, you
right,
know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
But the third look into it. And we did it for Dallas 1 year, and I guess it kind of took off. And some of the players actually, our players notice every little stylistic change.
They do?
It's amazing. From the Antrell Rolls of the world to, you know, you get like a Dave Deal of the world. You know, they, like, from the offensive lineman to the skill players, is that they notice every little change. So it's kind of one of those things that kind of took off about, you know, wearing the away pant with the blue jersey. And it's kind of, like I said, it's kind of a different look. But going forward into, kind of, we're making this order, sitting down with the organization, that, you know, you have two gray pants and with just a different stripe pattern. And that look becomes monotonous. You know, it's kind of, and, you know, it was one of those situations kind of where, you know, you look into it and you say to yourself, well, you know, if we have to pick one pant right now, you know, which pant would we take? And, you know, the away pant, five-stripe pant, one out.
Oh, we got another question coming in online, Joe. When will we be seeing the new Tuck and Chris Canty mask? Fans get a kick out of the Shredder mask. I know some people are calling them that.
fans are crazy. You know what happened? Yeah, you know.
They love this stuff, Joe.
I know. It's, you know, I felt bad. I actually said in an interview yesterday, I kind of felt bad for Chris Canty because everybody kind of, you know, see Justin talking. Like I said, Justin talks, you know, he's all over the place.
Canty had it first, though.
Yes, he did. He had it with Dallas. And what happened was and he actually had it with the bull ring and actually took, you know, I was like, I always said to Chris, I'm like, Chris, you know, why do you wear a bull ring where you wear a visor? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, only Superman could punch through that thing. But so we changed it up. And this year, I went back to the drawing board with a little help from one of my friends. And came up with two different mask styles, from for Chris and Justin. So it's different because it's one of those situations where, you know, you go to these, you know, you go to these meetings and you see all these companies, they're kind of making the Canty tuck mask now. So you're kind of like, you're standing there like, all right, you know, back to the drawing board. We'll see what we get for, you know, make these guys, you know, get them a little something different.
Very good. Very good. And finally, your big responsibility is making sure the guys, A, are ready for the field conditions, B, are safe with their helmets and their
pads. Yeah, I was about to say, that's kind of like you got to flip-flop one and two.
Oh, correct.
You know? Yeah,
right.
Player protection for our job is upmost and most important thing.
Now, and the technology, I imagine, with the helmets and everything is just getting better and better.
Yes, yes. You know, it's a careful process, and we work with the training staff and Ronnie Barnes about this, is that just because you see anything new doesn't mean it's exactly better.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of use this little kind of use these letters called CTA. It's critical thought analysis. So it's kind of funny, but we use that you know, critical thought analysis to kind of say, listen, you know, how does this, you know, we analyze the technology, how much better it is for the players, and you know, is it going to keep them safer? So, you know, just like anything else, you know, you always hear the term lightweight. You know, lightweight, lightweight, lightweight. But, you know, lightweight doesn't exactly mean better. You know, mm-hmm. I think the better way to say it is, do we need lightweight or do we need the right weight? You know, and it's
a good question.
Yeah, it is, and you know, that's for the companies and the equipment staff and the training staff to kind of sift through everything and see what's best for our players.
And of course, one of the last things that I guess. For you, in a lot of ways, is the least important. But for the players, I know a lot of times, the most important. These guys want to look good on TV.
Correct.
So when they go out there, they want the cool gloves. They want the cool cleats. They want everything tucked in. They want the jersey the right way.
I wouldn't say tucked in, though. You know, the players don't like that clean look. They kind of like the, you know, as we termed the word swag. You know, the guy's like a little swagger. You know, cutting up hand towels and, you know, with the or putting a little shoelaces on the pants. And
now, how tough it is, though, to stay within the rules so these guys don't get a letter from the league in the mail, but at the same time, you want to make them have that look, have that swag.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. It's an ongoing battle because what happens is, you know, before the game, they get warned.
Oh, okay. Before, I didn't even know that's how it worked.
And then, you know, if some guys pull the look out during the game, you know, then it's, you know, they wait for the warning during the game. And sometimes, you know, the league's very good about it. The league's very understanding. And the league knows its players, and they know who the guys are going to be the one-time offenders and the guys are going to be the notorious, you know, multi-term.
And we aren't going to mention any names here, obviously.
Right, right. It happens across the league, you know. And it's all in fun, you know, 53 different guys, you know, 53 guys are going to want to look different. But the league does a great job of, you know, of warning the player. And the league does a great job of saying, hey, listen, you know, if this keeps up, he's going to get fined. You know, just talk to him real quick and see what happens. Cause
that is good.
Yeah, you don't want to see him. And the league does an excellent job. I mean, you don't want to see anything come through, you know, because at the end, you know, you're taking money out of the players' pockets and, I always tell the players, guys, you're taking money on your own pockets. You're taking money out of your kids' pockets and your families. And
it's just not worth it.
Yeah, guys, this is a vacation fund here, guys, you know. And But the league does a great job of policing the players. Do an excellent job.
All right, Joe, let's go to the calls to wrap up the show here. 201-939-4513. Paul's in South Jersey. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
I just had a question for Joe. When they first brought back the retro uniforms in 2000, they wore a different road jersey. I always liked that jersey. I was wondering, did they just discontinue it because they wanted to go back for the throwback look that they wear now with all the red numbers and the names and the stripes, or did they not really like that?
Well, I mean, I don't know how to answer this. Well, you know what happened? Well, yeah, I know. you know what happened was that white jersey, and you know what's funny, and it's, you know, when you kind of, when we first tested the Nike, it was called back then, it was called the Nike Batwing. And, you know, you kind of, you get your jersey sample sizes, and you're trying them on, and it was like, it was funny, because back then, Nike kind of sent us Atlanta's road jersey, which was, you
really?
Know, which was kind of, I believe it was the gray pant, and it was the red number outlined in black, I believe.
Right.
Are you with me?
Yeah, and the names were in red.
Yeah. So when,
they were in blue, actually, yeah, blue.
I'm giving you a little bit of knowledge here. So what happened was, you know, when the uniform came out and, you know, for myself, you know, and, you know, I'm, you know, it's an organizational move, but, you know, for myself, I did not like that jersey. You know, it reminded me too much of the Atlanta Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was kind of, you know what I mean? It was too much. It was, and I don't think, you know, the blue, back then the blue jersey had a kind of had an identity of its own. And
yeah.
Just like anything else, you know, like you see a uniform and you could relate to it. Just like Giant fans, you know, they see a uniform they could relate to. Being growing, you know, watching the Super Bowls in the 80s, they can relate to that uniform. So,
right.
You know, I was never a big fan of that white jersey. And, you know, the one thing that stuck out, you know, when you look at the Giant history, the one thing that stuck out for me was Y.A. Tittle on his knees, blood coming out of his ear, just an iconic photograph. And I said to myself, man, you know, we got to get that jersey. I mean, because, you know, it kind of seemed that white away jersey was kind of just an offshoot of something else. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the blue jersey,
yeah.
Like I said, you can look at the blue jersey. The blue jersey now is an iconic jersey, you know, with the NY helmet and the gray pants. And, you know, I think we needed something to kind of make a road uniform iconic in its own way. And, you know, if you look at the results now, two Super Bowl wins, you're probably saying that white jersey is an iconic uniform right now. It's probably one of the most iconic uniforms,
yeah.
If not the iconic uniform in Giant history. And it's, you know, you got to think about it, too. The blue jersey back then in 2000 was, you know, that was an historic uniform. The white wasn't. The white jersey wasn't part of our history. And,
right.
You know, you got to get back to tradition, and I'm glad that white jersey's in our lineup right now. It's probably
right.
you know, personally, it's my favorite jersey. So
is it really?
It's probably, if you ask the players, I would probably say about 95% of them. So I probably would say that's their favorite uniform, the white uniform.
Okay. I have just one more question. I've seen from different apparel companies the 1975 logo on hats and some shirts. I was just wondering, is there ever a chance that we'll see, like, Nike or any other outfitters distribute that logo on hats?
You mean the Electric NY, as it's called, I believe? You know,
yeah.
the lines, the NY with the lines in it? I think that's...
Yeah, it's like italicized.
Yeah, the Electric NY. Yeah, you know... that's tough. You know, it's, you know, that logo was only worn for a year and...
Oh, just
right,
one
right.
year, huh?
Yeah, right, and I think it was, you know... I think that was probably one of the worst teams, I think, in Giant history, I believe, right?
Right, yeah, they played in Shea Stadium that year.
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, if you ask Nike to do it, you know, they'll probably come up with some new design about it. But it's hard to, just like anything else, it's you know, there's certain things you get good vibes and bad vibes from. But, you know, it's nothing, you can't rule anything out, but... That's a hard logo to sell, knowing the tradition and of this organization.
Right, right. Because I found it in some outfitter located in Philadelphia, so I have a couple hats and shirts with it.
Paul's
hunting. I like it because it's a little
different. Yeah, Paul. I mean, you trying to get me to wear? You put this thing on the field or what? no,
yeah,
but
I just
no.
Something a little different from time to time. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. You know, to tell you the truth, one of my favorite logos, and we need to, you know, I think we need to, you know, is the Stadium Guy logo. You know,
you
the
like
player
that
throwing.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a great, great logo. And, you know, I'm not asking any, you know, I'm not asking any current, you know, uniform supplier in Beaverton, Oregon to maybe update it, but you know, I'm just throwing it out there. But, yeah, I mean, that's a great logo that kind of goes unused.
Yeah, that would be a great midfield logo if they could ever work that out.
Yeah, you know, this is, like I said, it's, you know, Remember, we're only a week into Nike, so you know we'll see what happens.
Paul, we appreciate the call, man. Thanks a lot, bud.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Joe, excellent work. The half an hour flew by like that, man.
Did it really?
Yeah. Got plenty of calls. Great job by the fans, the calls and the questions. Joe, congratulations on being the equipment director of the year.
Perfect.
And,
thank you.
And congratulations on the new Nike deal, and I think you can have a lot of fun with it this season, huh?
Thank you very much, guys.
All right, that's Joe Skibom, John Schmuck. Thanks for joining us on Big Blue Kickoff Live, everybody. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com.